This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, July 5th, A.D. 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea successfully test-launched an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time yesterday, reports Fox News. Tuesday's missile flew for 37 minutes and reached a height of 1,500 miles, leading missile experts to conclude it could have reached a target 4,000 miles away, putting Alaska in its crosshairs. A large crowd gathered outside Buckingham Palace Sunday in London, England, to urge leaders to save 10-month-old Charlie Gard's life. Shockingly, the British courts have taken away his parents' ability to protect him, transferring that authority to doctors who sadly want to hasten his death. After Charlie was diagnosed with a rare mitochondrial disease, his parents raised more than $1 million to bring him to America for experimental treatment. If you've not yet signed the pro-life petition pleading for Charlie Gard's life, we have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Amazingly, a 17-year-old named Alex Nagel was one of the principal organizers of the London rally, underscoring the difference that one person can make, no matter the age. Paul told Timothy, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." 1 Timothy 4:12. While last week's proposal in the Muslim-majority nation of Malaysia to ban Christianity was rejected, the Christians there still face hatred on a daily basis. Daniel Harris of International Christian Concern told The Worldview that the Christians in Malaysia are often punished for any outreach.
Anything that could be possibly reinterpreted as having an outreach or proselytization sort of spin, they're wanting to outlaw that because they're labeling it as Christian propaganda. They're afraid that it's going to convert Muslims to Christianity, which is not allowed.
In the Netherlands, it may soon be legal for healthy people to choose to be euthanized provided they are old enough. The, quote, completed life bill, unquote, which might be introduced into the Dutch parliament, would allow any person aged 75 or over to decide that his or her life is, quote, complete, unquote, and receive euthanasia drugs, reports the Federalist. Christians in the U.S. have seen a growing threat to their religious liberty in recent years, according to the June 2017 report by the Family Research Council that found a whopping 114% spike in hostility toward biblical sexuality, reports Christian Today. Elizabeth Johnston, an Ohio homeschooling mother of 10 known as the Activist Mommy, is threatening legal action against the homosexual advocate. She said that a recent piece published on its website contained libelous claims and several falsehoods about her, reports the Christian Post. Johnston, who has garnered 160,000 followers, is simply asking that the sodomites delete the article that contains 10 libelous statements and issue an apology. As patriotic Americans were gearing up to celebrate the 241st anniversary of our Declaration of Independence from England, former President Barack Obama had the audacity to attack President Trump's love of country last weekend in Indonesia by referring to it as, quote, an aggressive kind of nationalism, unquote, reports The Guardian. A Shreveport, Louisiana abortion mill and 3 anonymous abortionists are suing the state government, hoping to overturn Louisiana's 2001 requirement that abortion mills obtain a state license before performing abortions, reports World Magazine. The law gives the state health department the authority to revoke an abortion license if it finds health and safety violations. Never get between an abortionist and his dirty money, even if he's running a dirty abortion mill. When Arkansas police officer Jody Thompson first laid eyes on 8-year-old John in 2015, he felt compelled to rescue him from horrific child abuse. According to KFSM-TV, Police Chief Stephen Freund testified that the boy was covered in bruises from head to toe, bound by his hands and feet with rope, and had been submerged in a trash can held in the shower. Since Officer Johnson and his wife adopted him, John Thompson is a straight-A student. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.